This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Arundhati Paul. The headlines. Arunachal Pradesh government will introduce digital ILP to strengthen regulation of illegal Bangladeshi influx. Nagaland launches 100 Days National Quality Assurance Standard Mission for improving quality patient care and building people's confidence on public healthcare system. Tripura Chief Minister Dr. Manik Saha says there's no scope for complacency, though Tripura secures first position and awarded for proper and timely progress of various developmental works. Ruling Zoram People's Mizoram urges Mizoram Governor Vijay Kumar Singh to immediately install popular government in Chakma Autonomous District Council. And now the news in detail. Arunachal Pradesh Chief Minister Pema Khandu yesterday informed that the state government is introducing digital ILP to strengthen the regulation of illegal Bangladeshi influx. Responding to media queries, Khandu said that the digital inner line permit system will replace an existing paper-based mechanism. The digital ILP system aims to strengthen monitoring and regulation of people entering into the state. Under the new system, employers bringing in workers will be accountable with all worker details recorded on a digital portal. He also informed that the deputy commissioners have been instructed, though the chief secretary, to demolish illegal places of worship. Nagaland yesterday launched the 100 Days National Quality Assurance Standard Mission. Addressing the virtual launch at the Department of Health and Family Welfare in Kohima, Commissioner and Secretary Anup Kinchi emphasized the importance of National Quality Assurance Standard Mission certification for improving quality patient care and building people's confidence on the public healthcare system. He encouraged the state and district mentoring teams to work towards achieving the target under the 100 Days mission of certifying 50% of public health facilities by March and 100% by December this year. Chief Minister Dr. Manik Saha yesterday said that though Tripura has secured the first position at the national level and has been awarded for the proper and timely progress of various developmental works, but there is no scope for complacency. Addressing a high-level review meeting at the Secretariat Conference Hall to assess the progress of various projects undertaken by different departments, the Chief Minister stressed on the need to fix clear timelines for completing infrastructure development works. He also underlined the importance of involving members of the Tripura diaspora in infrastructure development initiatives as it would encourage non-resident Tripuris to invest in the state's industrial sector. Chairman of the ruling Zoram People's Movement Media Department, B. Lalchan Zova, yesterday urged Mizoram Governor Vijay Kumar Singh to immediately install a popular government in the Chakma Autonomous District Council by not extending the period of the governor's rule. Addressing the media in Aizawl, Lalchan Zova, who is also the Minister for Information and Public Relations, said the governor's rule was imposed on July 7th last year, despite the ZPM legislature party, which has 16 members of district council, staked claim to form the executive committee in the 20-member council. As the six-month governor's rule is over, he said it is desire that a democratic rule is restored in the council. The Assam Rifles yesterday inaugurated a vocational tailoring training program for widows of ex-servicemen in Ukhrul district of Manipur. The initiative was launched by the Deputy Inspector General of Assam Rifles in the presence of officials and troops. A total of 25 widows from villages across Ukhrul region have enrolled in the four-week program, which will conclude on the 3rd of next month. Tripura Tribal Welfare Minister Bikas Debbarma yesterday said that the development is not merely about making announcements, but ensuring its benefits reach the doorstep of every citizen. The minister was speaking at the Booth Shakti and Development Dialogue Program held at Booth Office No. 35 in Telyamora, Brahmachara. He also emphasized that identifying people's needs and fulfilling them is the true strength of an organization. In Manipur, the Indian Council of Agricultural Research, KVK Imphal West, organized a special district Abhiyan Kam Sarpanch Sammelan under Viksit Bharat Gram Bill 2025 with an objective of strengthening grassroots participation and accelerating rural development initiatives in the district. The program witnessed active participation from 5 Zilla Parishad members, 20 Pradhans and 4 farmers leaders, reflecting strong convergence among Panchayati Raj institutions, farmers representatives and technical institutions. Tripura Governor Indrasena Reddy Nallu yesterday inaugurated the Pilak Archaeological and Tourism Festival at Pilak High School ground under Jolaibari block of South Tripura district. Addressing the program, the governor highlighted the immense historical significance of Pilak and appreciated the state government's initiative to develop the site as an archaeological tourism destination. The governor, along with other guests, also inaugurated the exhibition pavilions, showcasing the developmental activities and awareness messages of 11 departments. Cooperation Minister Shuklacharan Nautia and other dignitaries and officials were present. The Arunachal Press Club yesterday placed a 3-point charter of demands before the Chief Minister Pema Khandu. Arunachal Press Club President Amar Sango said that the demands include the long-pending implementation of a working journalist pension scheme. Besides, Sangmo said that the Chief Minister responded positively and assured that the demands would be looked into. Earlier, the Chief Minister interacted with members of the Press Club, Journalist Union and District Press Club. Vivekananda Kendra Vidyalaya Oyan of East Siang District, Arunachal Pradesh, has been selected for the grand finale of Big Bang 2026. It is the only school selected from the Northeast and among 162 projects from more than 700 entries nationwide. Rubu Daniel of Class 8 presented an innovative aerobic composter project. The grand finale will be held at Coimbatore on the 24th and 25th of this month. A tribute for the late Speaker of Tripura Legislative Assembly, Bishwabandhu Sen, was held yesterday in the lobby of the Assembly. Acting Speaker of the Assembly, Ram Prasad Pal, senior members of the State Cabinet, Leader of Opposition and Chief Whip were present. After prolonged illness of nearly 5 months, Sen, the Speaker and four-time MLA, passed away on December 26 last year at a private hospital in Bengaluru, Karnataka. Mizoram has witnessed a sharp drop in temperature, with minimum temperature ranging from 6.1 to 10.7 degrees Celsius in the past few days. Sudhir Kumar Dwivedi, director of Aizawl Meteorological Center, said that the temperature began to dip at the start of January and became colder than last year's January. The IMD also said that dense, foggy weather is expected to prevail across all districts, characterized by very poor visibility. Union Minister of State for Tribal Affairs Durgada Zuki yesterday inaugurated a tribal corner at Birchandra Manu Eklavya Model Residential School in South Tripura District, Tripura, in the presence of ST Corporation Chairman and MLA Rampada Jamatia, District Magistrate and others. The corner features everyday clothing, food items and various other goods used by the tribal people of the state. In Mizoram, a celebration marking Esther Lal Duhomi Namte's achievement in winning the Pradhan Mantri Rashtriya Bal Purushkar 2025 and the highest civilian award for children in India was held at the INPR auditorium. Addressing the gathering, Social Welfare, Women and Child Development Minister Lal Rinpui expressed a delight at the recognition received by Esther and said that the occasion was a moment of pride for the state. Esther Namte received the award in the Art and Culture category. A two-day Tlaizong or Cherry Blossom Paradise, a tourism event to boost economy and preserve natural resources, was opened by Mizoram Speaker, Assembly Speaker Lal Biakzama at Puai Buang Village in Saithul District near Manipur border. The event was attended by Tourism Minister Lal Ning Lova Hamar, Tourism Department officials, community leaders from Puai Buang and Luang Pon villages, and a large number of visitors. Speaking on the occasion, Lal Biakzama said the event was organized to attract tourists and harness the natural wealth and beauty of the land, and emphasized the importance of showing hospitality to guests or tourists who visit the state to witness and appreciate the local beauty. And before we end, the headlines once again. Arunachal Pradesh government will introduce digital ILP to strengthen regulation of illegal Bangladeshi influx. Nagaland launches 100 days national quality assurance standard mission for improving quality patient care and building people's confidence on public healthcare system. Tripura Chief Minister Dr. Manik Saha says there's no scope for complacency, though Tripura secures first position and awarded for proper and timely progress of various developmental works. Ruling Zoram People's Movement urges Mizoram Governor Vijay Kumar Singh to immediately install popular government in Chakma Autonomous District Council. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin from the Akashvani, Shillong. Have a nice day.